Well, welcome on back to the Tackling Adulthood Podcast. It's brought to you by Service Electric, your local choice for fast, reliable internet for home or business. We know you, you know us. Visit sectv.com, the Cumulus Podcast Network, and Cumulus Media Allentown. My name is Crockett. You can find me at Crockett on air on your social media. Say hey if you want to. Find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribing, like, downloading, of course, helps us out quite a bit on this end. So if you could do that, terrific. Give a good review if you can. Hopefully you're coming back here because we've been doing some of these good heartfelt stories. We've got experts coming up in esports and different things like that in the next few weeks. But I'm having more and more conversations with people about how they just kind of like the feel-good stories, the feel-good news stories in particular. Obviously, we can open just about any website and find some doom and gloom there. So hopefully this one just kind of gives you some positive perspective, gives you something to cheer up your day a little bit. You know, I go back to what this podcast was all about for me, and it was kind of preparing not only for the future, but the day-to-day. And man, on the day-to-day, sometimes it stinks. Whatever your life situation is, of course, if you take a step back, you look at it, you have perspective, you'll say, I'm doing all right. Things are okay. But there's some days when you just want to be in a bad mood and not feeling too great, and you're trying to get out of that funk, and hopefully this podcast can do it. And we're going to start in Alameda City, California. K-Ron says, a police officer recently saved the life of an unresponsive baby. Oh, can you imagine? The baby's mother pulled into a Target parking lot and realized her son wasn't breathing. She called 911. Officer Eric Claus was a block away. Talk about timing. To speed over to the Target when he started CPR on the child. He and the mother brought the boy back to life. The child is recovering and doing well. If you're a parent, even if you're not a parent, I mean, any significant person to you in your life, the last thing you want to do is look over and see that they're unresponsive. It's scary. That's a scary thing. And certainly, you know, with kids, they can't, you know, maybe they don't have the wherewithal just yet to say like, hey, something's happening, or throw their hands up or do anything like that. And as a parent, you just, it's the old, I'm not hearing anything. What's going on? You know, you always hear stuff going on, toys getting bat around, TV going. You know, my kids are 6 and 2, so yelling. and when you hear nothing going on, it really is a stop what you're doing and try to go find out what's going on. So Officer Eric Claus, credit to you for the effort that you put in there. And thankfully, just a happy ending to that story. Moving on to Taylor, Michigan. A good Samaritan bought a bike for a 9-year-old theft victim. So here's how it goes. Anthony Cagle received a new bike for his birthday. Someone broke into his garage and took it. I was a little guy growing up in Jersey and had a friend just get, remember dinos, dino bikes? They were big. Dinos and mongooses. Everybody had them growing up except me. I still push the Huffy. The Huffy mountain bike. My parents said, yeah, that's great. Here you go. But I remember he just got a brand new one and left it right at the edge of our driveway, and it got taken. And it was just the absolute worst feeling in the world. His mother posted a warning about thefts on social media. A good Samaritan saw the warning and then went to Walmart, where they purchased a new bike for Anthony. Anthony was obviously very excited, said he felt appreciated. I think this is one of those stories where, if you have the means to do it, do it. And not like, let me take my phone out and watch me doing this kind of a thing. Like, here, look, I'm going to Walmart. I'm going to go get this bike. Look, I'm going to their house. No, just do it. If you want to do it, if you want to be a good Samaritan, help people out. Certainly, I think I will always be an advocate for therapy. In whatever situation it is, personal, family, whatever it is. And having not gone to therapy, part of the reason I started this podcast as well, having not gone to therapy until I was in my 20s and my 30s, I reflect back and think on, you know, you just think at things differently and look at things differently and try to understand things differently. And one of the things that can certainly be loved and appreciated by a 9-year-old when he gets a little older is knowing that a stranger out there cares, that anybody cares for that matter. But to go out and buy a bike for a 9-year-old kid that you don't even know is a pretty good deal right there. So whoever that good Samaritan is in Taylor, Michigan, thank you for doing what you did. How about our pets? We can't overlook our pets, right? Let's head back out to California. KTVU says a Truckee, California, that's a new one, border collie named Saul. What a great dog named Saul. Recently saved his owner's life. Saul's owner fell off a 70-foot cliff in the Tahoe National Forest. Wow, that's terrifying. He used his cell phone to call for help. Saul ran through the forest and barked at first responders to get their attention once they arrived. Saul then took the first responders to his owner. Medics flew him by helicopter to the hospital. Saul was rewarded for his heroism with lots of treats, as he should be. Maybe even a little table food. Don't hate me for saying that, but I know my dog Lily just waits for the kids' stuff to fall off their plates at any meal of the day, but love our pets. We do our Pet of the Week here at my radio station, 100.7 LEV. We've had a lot of pets get adopted. It's just a great addition to a family. If you're by yourself, it's good to just have a PIC, a partner in crime, or in this case, a pet in crime, I guess would be a good PIC, but just you never know what could happen, and man, falling off a 70-foot cliff sounds just about as awful as it can get, and fortunately, Saul was there to kind of help save the day a little bit. I'll tell you what, falling off a 70-foot cliff and still being able to have enough wherewithal and bones intact to grab your phone and make a phone call is huge, but a big credit to Saul for being a good pup there. And finally, this whole episode's about Good Samaritan people helping people. This is about as big as it gets. ABC says Glenn Chansey of Lakeland, Florida is being honored for his heroic actions. He was working in a warehouse when he heard a loud crash at 4:30 in the morning. So think of that. You're working the third shift overnight, probably towards the end of your shift at that point. You hear something. Chances are there's probably a pretty good chance. Most of us would be like, whatever. I'm in the middle of work, whatever, doing what we're doing. A man smashed into a telephone pole and had flipped over. So that was the loud bang that Glenn had heard. His car burst into flames. Glenn used a fire extinguisher to douse the blaze. So good wherewithal wherever he was working to get a fire extinguisher and do that. He then pulled the driver to safety as the car burned to the ground. If you've ever seen a car fire, it doesn't take long. It starts, and obviously there's a bunch of stuff that's very flammable there with the car. It doesn't take long for it to catch quick. The driver is expected to be okay. I mean, lucky enough that you hit a pole and lucky enough that you get pulled out of a car to end up being okay. Just a scary situation. And look, Glenn, yeah, I don't know how many of us would run into a burning car. We see, you think about a burning house or a burning car. You would hope that in that moment, your instinct is to go in and help. There's some people who, that could be their biggest fear in the world. And so to have somebody come over and help and get you out and save your life, that's a pretty special thing. So a big shout out to Glenn Chansey there in Lakeland, Florida for saving a life, because he certainly did. And I just think these stories are, look, this was about 10 minutes long, right? 10 minutes of just kind of catching a story, hopefully putting a smile on your face, making you feel a little bit better, maybe putting a little faith back out there. We're in a polarizing time. We're in a difficult time of communication. We're in a time of keyboard superheroes and all those things. And hopefully stories like this one can just, or like all of these stories, can just help you smile a little bit and think, there's a lot more good out there than maybe what you pick up and read or see or share or like on social media. So hopefully this episode and some of the ones before this one do just that. It's a Tackling Adulthood podcast, and it's brought to you by Service Electric, your local choice for fast, reliable internet for home or business. We know you, you know us. Visit sectv.com, the Cumulus Podcast Network, and Cumulus Media Allentown. One more time, my name is Crockett. You can find me at Crockett On Air on your social media. If you're digging how these episodes have been going, great. Please let me know. Share them if you can, certainly. Just trying to spread some good news out there. Wherever you get your podcast, if you could like, download, subscribe, review, all those things everybody asks you to do, they do go a long way. So if you can do that, please do. Thank you. And thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Tackling Adulthood podcast.
All Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.